This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Sun's starting to come up on this fantastic First Responder Friday. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. So you're getting ready for the Orioles game and the Ravens game last night. And I got a tweet. Actually, I was watching both games. Got a tweet a little bit after 8 o'clock, a notification, not a specific tweet from anybody. On the Orioles situation and ownership, John Angelos, who's the chairman and CEO of the Orioles, uses the phrase the nuclear option when describing what his brother took to and filed a lawsuit over dispute how to handle their father's assets. Now, what John also says later on is Lou apparently saw his father's deteriorating condition as the perfect opportunity to take what he felt he deserved, but not what he was entitled to under Peter's estate plan. It sounds like what is being described in this article is someone's trying to cash out and someone's trying to keep it going. Now, we only know one side of it right now, but when you read it, Jeremy, that's essentially what am I right?
Yeah,
someone's trying to cash out. Yeah, someone's trying to keep it going.
Yeah, it's the way it sounds.
That's what it sounds. And I love the back end of the article. In terms of the Orioles, you got to start giving some credit to John Angelos as to where they are right now. And hiring a competent GM and let him bring in his staff. Because this looks nothing like what we're used to, this organization. They have their leadership team that's Greg Bader, Jennifer Grandall, TJ Brightman. So they have an entire team that was assembled in John Angelos' hands. The only time we've heard from John Angelos is with this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Other than that, the ball club has been going fine. This is a dispute over inheritance when Peter Angelos is still alive.
I'm just glad somebody's keeping alive.
Yeah. I'm just glad they didn't put Rob on the leadership team because I'm not following him anywhere. Back to John Angelos.
Okay. I don't know where that came from.
I just felt like taking a shot. You know what? I'm sorry.
You just took a random shot at me. I don't. Okay. But yeah, you're the one that tells everybody to ask me about the moves.
Yeah, well, that's I'll listen to you on those, but I'm not, well, I do appreciate you telling us everything that's coming up. So.
Will this get ugly? Or uglier?
It has to. It's already out in the media. Family issues, when it gets out there, that's why, like, and look, to such a lower extent, if you've ever had family that starts posting your problems, their problems on Facebook, on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys that are in the public eye that own a, you know, you own a baseball team that's playing very well right now. And now there seems to be pot shots going through the media. And again, it's up to you to decide who you want to believe. It seems like mom's on the side with John and that Lou's out on his own. But again, right now, until we have definitive information on anything, I don't know what to believe with this, but it sounds like what John's saying, mom is co-signing on it.
Yeah,
right?
Mom made a big statement. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So,
how do you cash on my? How do you collect my inheritance when I'm still alive?
You could give it to them. I mean,
okay,
you know, But I, you know,
buy him out.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to do it if you wanted to. It's not, I guess, it's not an inheritance then, but it's, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. gift to your children.
Yeah, it's this involves property and things of that nature. Restaurant. It's not just the ball club. This involves so many other things. But Jeremy, will this? Do you think this could stunt the progress of this club? Or, I mean, basically, to me, this type of dispute could spill over into so many things. And to me, I think the biggest thing they have going is probably the baseball team.
Yeah. And the thing I would say is I don't know if it ultimately hurts the club, like the product on the field moving forward. I know it doesn't help it mm-hmm. in any way, any shape or form. Yeah, this could end up being an issue. I don't know ultimately that we have to worry about it as much. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the team right now and try to ignore this as much as possible until this thing comes to a head and we finally get, like, definitive information on what's happening.
You think most of the fan base is taking your side? They ignored it?
I think so. I hope so. Because, like, the initial scare was about the team moving. And now it seems like that's been thwarted a little bit, right? Like, I don't have that concern, do you? From the people you
relocating?
Huh? Yeah.
I never had the concern.
Yeah.
From day one, I never had that concern.
That was the concern from a lot of fans, though.
I think there was a smokescreen. I mean, if you knew the process of moving the baseball team, number one, then you would know for 75% of the owners to approve of this is real tough because now you start stealing other people's fan bases.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Right. And it's a complicated process where you need, you know, owners' approvals and things like that. It's the same way, you know, people want to know why you can't remove an owner in the NFL. I mean,
right.
Goodell does not have the power. Mm-hmm. But people don't understand that, so they just, you know, they say things that can't happen.
Number two, from the very beginning, John Angelos told you what he wanted Camden Yards to become.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That could be a cash cow, man. I mean, I already have the potential to do everything that I'd have to do, and you want me to move? I mean, you started off by having concerts. You never had concerts there.
Dude, I'd have concerts and comedy shows.
You had
every
Billy
weekend.
Joel, you know, you had Paul McCartney. And then you invite Baltimore's own Drew Hill back here to do a concert at your 30th year celebration. You know, they're checking too many boxes and making too many goodwill moves for a team that's ready to just bounce. You know, if they moved, I would be completely, completely surprised if they moved. I just don't see it happening. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. But my biggest thing is this. I want to know how this ends. I mean, because when you have this kind of public fighting and that much money, millions and millions of dollars that's being involved in this, and a team that you put $1 billion on, if you sold this team, I just wonder whether or not it's going to end in them having to sell the team.
Well, that's where I get into. I don't know that this ultimately affects what happens on the field or anything to do with the team, but I know it can't help it. So, you know, and there's a situation now where we look at things like, when does it come to a head? Like, is this something we're dealing with for the next couple of years?
Well, this is a story that's national. So, yeah. You know, we're not the only ones asking this question. Mike Elias appeared on MLB Network, and he was asked this question, and this is his response.
This is a crazy line of work that we're in. There's always crazy stuff going on. And, you know, this to us is not something that's going to impact anything that we do in the front office or on the field. John Angelos, who's been running the team, is doing an outstanding job positioning this organization for the future, and the results are starting to show up on the field this year. So we love the people that we work with here. We love where we're headed. I think we've got a very dynamic organization that's positioned itself to compete in the American League East, which is not easy to do. And we've got a lot of work ahead of us to stay up to speed with the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Yankees. It's a tall task, but we're looking forward to doing that. And I think that the relationship with the front office and the ownership group has been terrific.
I'm going to say this. I started working at Madison back in 2010 as a spot situational type reporter, doing little vignettes and interviews for Mid-Atlantic Sports Report. And then ultimately put me on Mid-Atlantic Sports Report every now and then hosting. Then they basically gave me the show before moving me on to O's Extra, pre and post. So I've been with them over a decade,
right?
Well, with some capacity, from the business end alone, I'm a John Angelos fan. I've seen the transition. Mm-hmm. I've seen the change. I've seen the progress. We had progress in the middle of a pandemic. I saw the progress. I saw the changes in the middle of that. The way they handled things. The personal way they handled things as well. And I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. Drew Hill performed at the 30th birthday celebration. Drew Hill would have never performed. No one would have performed at Camden Yards in the first place. But to have, but to recognize, you know what? These guys are from Baltimore. We need to open up to a different audience as well. To have Drew Hill headline your 30th year celebration, to me says you're not tone deaf.
Yeah.
You're hearing people. So I've seen too many changes to not be a fan. This whole family dispute, I hate it. I hope it doesn't affect the way business is done. But under John Angelos, it's going to be brighter days with the Baltimore Orioles. It is.
I think so. I mean, I agree with you. I hope they turn that venue, Camden Yards, into even in the offseason, concerts, comedy shows. I mean, there's so many different things you could do there if you really wanted to.
Yeah, you could.
Depending on, they don't have to just sell themselves out and have something every single weekend, but I mean, you could.
Why not?
I like options.
Why not? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. More on the story behind former President Donald Trump. We've got it for you up next. What's trending on The Fan?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.